Puzzle number 4, solution. This is just one way to get exactly 10 gallons. If you found a different solution, let us know. Step 1. Fill up the 7-gallon jug, then pour it all into the 19-gallon jug. Step 2. Repeat step 1. Step 3. Fill up the 7-gallon jug and pour as much as possible into the 19-gallon jug and empty it. This should leave you with 2 gallons in the 7-gallon jug. Step 4. Fill up the 11-gallon jug and use it to fill up the 7-gallon jug, then empty the 7-gallon. This leaves 6 gallons in the 11-gallon jug. Step 5. Transfer the 6 gallons from the 11-gallon jug into the 19-gallon jug. Step 6. Fill up the 11-gallon jug and use it to fill the 7-gallon jug, leaving 4 gallons in the 11-gallon jug. Step 7. Add the 4 gallons to the 19-gallon jug for a total of 10 gallons. Congratulations! You've earned badge number 4 for the Inside Out quest. Place this in your solver's guide and turn the page to find out what happens next. Done! You shout, give it a try! Giving you a thumbs up, Nor'easter works the controls. The engine rumbles to life in an exploding roar. It worked! Sophia exclaims, though her voice is lost in the crash of the rocks and the fury of the train engine. The train doors burst open. Rushing aboard the train, you all clamber in just in time. Boulders rain like meteors, dashing the train station to pieces. Let's get out of here, Sonny yells. Nor'easter thrusts a lever. Hurling forward, the train rockets across the surface of the water, crashing through rapids and buoys, flying toward the snake's mouth. Its massive jaws open and the train zooms into the black ocean water. Upward, it soars through the sea, an underwater comet speeding toward the sky until you collide with air as the train breaks the surface. Flying, soaring for a moment, you're suspended as if in zero gravity. Then, gracefully, the train arches downward and splashes, rolling up onto the island beach. Wyatt is the first out. Kneeling and kissing the sand, he cries, "Land! Solid land!"
"You weren't even stuck in there that long," Nor'easter chides.
"It looks like you succeeded." It's Mentor Zhu, who applauds your arrival. Suddenly, the ocean waters explode from behind. It's the Lagoboros.
"We didn't stop it?" Nessa asks.
The Lagoboros curls and swims through the air away from you, vaulting skyward. Suddenly, you realize what it's doing. "It's flying," you say. The others stare at it in disbelief. Mentor Zhu sighs and nods. Then nowhere outside the school is safe. Learn more in next month's quest.